WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In the rock music world, most bands try to make it big by following the advice of agents and promoters and moving to L.A. or New York. But for over 10 years, a band from the Midwest called Shoes has persisted in believing that they will eventually make it big on their own terms. They've just released a retrospective album called Shoes Best. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Of the many rock bands that emerged in the late 70s, the one whose commercial failure I regret most is that of Shoes, a quartet from Zion, Illinois. Shoes was formed by two brothers, Jeff and John Murphy, who recruited two boyhood chums, guitarist Gary Klebe and drummer Skip Meyer. They practiced on their instruments and wrote songs in the Murphy family basement. When they started out, Jeff and John still lived with their parents, and they eventually built a small recording studio there. In 1977, when all the Shoes were in their early 20s, they cut an album on a four-track tape recorder in the Murphys' living room. The record that resulted was called Black Vinyl Shoes. That song, Boys Don't Lie, typifies the sound of Shoes. The vocals are breathy harmonies. Jeff and John sang the leads most often, and they took an almost perverse pride in keeping the listener from knowing whose voice was whose. The melodies were always quick and catchy with strong lead guitar lines. You could pick out the influences, the Beatles above all, but also the mannerly charm of the early Beach Boys and the ironic detachment of good Beatle ripoff bands like Badfinger and The Move. Black Vinyl Shoes attracted quite a few positive reviews from the critics to whom Shoes sent their album. They had nothing to do with the punk rock that was beginning to rage across the rock world, but that probably helped the band stand out. Elektra Records, a major label that was home to The Doors and The Cars, decided it wanted some Shoes and signed the band. That's I Don't Miss You from the first album Shoes recorded for Elektra called Present Tense. By now, the Murphys' sound was thicker, denser, more intricate. The lyrics tended to be about bad love affairs or love affairs that existed only in the mind of the young man singing the song. Present Tense was a commercial bomb, and with its failure, Shoes crossed a line. Before this, the band's music implied hope and ambition. But after it, the music turns in on itself. It doesn't seem to reach out to the broadest audience possible. Or at least that's what I hear in a song from the Shoes album called Tongue Twister. The night you called me up, it shook me up a lot. I knew you'd had a fight. Cry away, but not on my shoulder. You're running like the sea of the dreams you lost when they disappeared. The story's clear. That's Burned Out Love. Shoes recorded three albums for Elektra before they were dropped. One of the most interesting things about the band is the way, right from the start, they wanted to control their image by having no image at all. They gave very few interviews. More intriguingly, they refused to go out on a cross-country tour, something most fledgling rock bands are expected to do as a matter of course. Yet in 1981, as if despite Elektra Records, Shoes put out their own live album, a concert recorded in their hometown at the Zion Ice Arena. The Murphys are big hockey fans and players, and they called their live album, what else, Shoes on Ice. After such an odd, aimless career, it's almost amazing that Shoes still exists. The liner notes to this collection tell us that there's a forthcoming album, to be called Stolen Wishes, and the CD includes one new song from this project as a kind of teaser. I hope the album, when it comes out, brings Shoes the success the band wants on its own small-time terms. And here's that new song called Love Is Like a Bullet.
The last time it took me down, I didn't see it coming, no time to look around. It hit me from the blind side, I didn't see. She shot me down in cold blood and dropped me to my knees. Put an end to this deadly cry, a broken-hearted homicide. Love is like a bullet, so get out of the way. You better run when it comes, or there's a price you'll pay. Love is like a bullet.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.